Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scoops, Keith, Bullseye, again. Doubt him at your own risk. I don't even know why you'd bother at this point. He was wrong about the time, though. I can say that. That was a guess.
Yeah, we probably could have cut that off a little.
He was speculating there. He said it would happen at the beginning of the game. It ended up happening about 10 minutes ago.
I also could argue.
Yes?
He may be the reason it happened earlier.
Oh,
if he hadn't reported it, maybe they would have waited. But when it was already out there.
Well, they still waited three hours.
We did 2 hours on it, basically, talking about it. I think you got to kind of lower the boom.
They didn't want him to be right on the time. They're like, all right, he's right that we're going to fire the coach, but we don't want him to get the
time.
Yeah,
screw that guy. Do it at 4:20 instead of 7:30 or whatever.
You think they ever wonder if they have a leak in the organization?
I mean, you would think at this point.
Because he is nailing the hell out of every Bruins story.
I mean, really.
Remember you thought the Patriots were trying to snuff out somebody at
flush out a rat. Yeah, that's what I thought. But
they better
start
flushing with the Bruins.
Whatever's
going on.
Not
that I want Scoops to lose his source.
No.
But doesn't somebody have to be like, how come this guy at EEI is always dead on and early?
Yeah. I mean, he nails it every single time.
And that's a team that has pushed back. Don Sweeney and Cam Neely pushed back on stuff. They've never been able to push back on Scoops Keith because he's always right.
Yeah. And how about this, too? No one else got it.
Nope.
Cervelli, Drager, DuPont, Haggerty, everybody. Nobody else got this scoop because nobody else co-signed it, and they all waited until the Bruins came out with their statement, which I have right here.
Real quick question, though.
Yes.
So do you think Scoops Keefe may have known before Montgomery?
Because
if so, that's not a good look for the Bruins.
Because
I think there's a chance.
Yeah.
It's
possible, yeah.
Because once Montgomery knows,
officially knew?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I think so.
Once Montgomery knows, I feel like then agents are involved, or then he can leak it to somebody, and I feel like it would have been confirmed or been put out there. I think there's a chance Scoops Keefe knew before Montgomery did.
Could be. Maybe they were flushing out the rat with Tom Cuddy with the fake story. Maybe that could be it.
Interesting.
He was getting the fake.
Or maybe
one.
Tom Cuddy was just looking at his emails like, well, he's scheduled to talk after practice tomorrow, so I'll just go with that.
To be as simple as that. Don Sweeney and Cam Neely have both made written statements.
Hate it.
What do you hate about it?
I just, the two-headed monster thing.
Oh, you hate that they both exist?
Who fired him?
Right.
Who fired him?
They did.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? They fired him.
No. Who makes decisions over there?
Don Sweeney.
Oh, so,
Don Sweeney made this decision.
So then why does Cam Neely need to be included?
Well, because he's the president of the team. He's putting out a statement.
I hate it. But go ahead.
Anyways.
The statements.
Whenever there was something with the Patriots, Belichick and Kraft would both make a statement. Right?
Not with...
Generally, yes, I think so.
With like a player...
With big stuff?
No, but like, for example, when they... Well, remember 2 years ago they put out the release that we've immediately begun negotiations with Gerard Mayo to stay here and something... Like,
yeah. All right,
it's
Belichick
Robert
didn't,
talking.
He didn't mention
it's
that.
Robert
yeah.
talking. Mm-hmm. And this is different because this isn't an owner. I would actually understand if this statement came from Don Sweeney and Jacobs.
Right.
Because it's an owner and then the guy who... You get an extra layer in there somewhere.
It's true.
I don't
care. An extra buffer.
Yeah.
Family had a lot of buffers. Don Sweeney's statement. Quote, today I made a very difficult decision with regards to a coaching change. It's a funny way to start that, with regards to a coaching change. Today we fired the coach. Jim Montgomery is a very good NHL coach and an even better person. He has made a positive impact throughout the Bruins organization, and I am both grateful and appreciative of the opportunity to work with him and learn from him. Jim's accomplishments as the Bruins head coach include a record-breaking and historic season, and I want to thank his entire family and wish him, Emily, JP, Colin, Ava, and Olivia, I believe his wife and kids, all the success and happiness with their next opportunity. Our team's inconsistency in performance in the first 20 games of this 2024-25 season has been concerning and below how the Bruins want to reward our fans. I believe Joe Sacco has the coaching experience to bring the players and the team back to focusing on the consistent effort the NHL requires to have success.
Consistent effort.
We will continue to work to make the necessary adjustments to meet the standard and performance our supportive fans expect. Any thoughts on that statement before I read Neely's?
You paused at the right word. Effort. They think, now, they should think it's effort, because guess what? If it's not effort, then what is it? Talent.
Yeah.
And if it's talent, guess who that points at? Yeah. Not with a finger, but with a thumb, right?
This guy.
Don Sweeney and Cam Neely. So, yeah, whether they truly believe it's effort or are just trying to cover their asses and say it's all about effort, that is the key word of the statement.
Yeah. Regards to a coaching change. All right, here's Cam Neely's statement. On behalf of the Boston Bruins, we thank Jim Montgomery for his accomplishments and impact on our organization. Jim's open and honest communication with players, staff, and management, as well as the positive attitude that he brought to the rink every day, helped lead our franchise to several on-ice accolades, including a historic 65-win season in 2022-23. We wish Jim and his family the best moving forward, both personally and professionally. I'm supportive of Don's decision to address our current play and performance. Joe Sacco has a wealth of experience and knowledge of our roster and can help lead our team in the right direction. He has a strong understanding of our standards and expectations, and I trust he will do all he can to accomplish our organization's goals this season.
So he answers the question to some degree. He puts it on Sweeney firing Montgomery. I'm supportive of his decision.
Right.
Okay, but why do I need to hear from you? And if I need to hear from you, then I might as well hear from Jacobs, too. Well, why isn't he supportive of your support?
You're not hearing from them. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And people are mocking it. They're, you know, it's like Foxborough. It's a collaborative. They all hold hands while they fire each other and things of that nature. But it's just a weird structure that I don't love. But I also would question, in Sweeney's, he said, today I made the decision. Do you believe that?
Today I made the difficult decision. No, I don't think it was made today. Maybe. I think this was probably made a week ago.
Scoops Keith told us, what was that, 2 weeks ago plus?
Yeah, Bridget also said if they lose two of the next four games, then it's probably going to be it.
Yeah.
So I think there was some kind of idea in the building of, all right, this is, unless you reel off like five or six wins in a row, this is over.
Bridget said when they were in Philly, her and Scott were expecting to write an article if they lost that game,
right,
that Montgomery was going to be fired.
Yeah.
So you didn't wake up today and say, boy, that was a crappy game last night, I'm firing him. Mm-hmm. You've been thinking about firing him for weeks. And maybe that was the final straw, maybe whatever, the timing, however you felt it was going to go better. So that's a little misleading, I think.
Jim Montgomery is on the hot seat.
When was that? Do we have a...
31st.
So yeah, more than 2 weeks
All
ago.
All Hallows Eve.
2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the hot seat is what it is. We all were expecting something here, and we all knew going into the season that they weren't in love with Jim Montgomery. They didn't extend him. Right? I mean, that we knew he was a lame duck coach coming
Huge
into this
part.
Season after these two pretty good seasons that he had. As the first year was a great, they both talked about it in their statements. You know, 65 win, a record-breaking season. And last year, we won a playoff round and got knocked out by the eventual Stanley Cup champions. But, you know, despite that, we still feel like we got to move on and go to Joe Sacco. And listen, I'm not sitting here crying for Jim Montgomery, but I do think that whatever the problem is goes beyond him, which I've been saying all along. Go ahead, Brian.
I do find it interesting. They only mentioned the first 20 games of the year this year as the reason they fired him. They didn't talk about the underperforming in the playoffs either of those 2 years. They kind of just gave him credit for the previous 2 years and all of his regular season accomplishments. Didn't talk about his, you know, shortcomings in the playoffs and really just put it on the first 20 games of the season this year.
Yeah, and I understand that because that's with Cassidy, it was the same thing with Claude Julien every year except the one, it was the same thing. Like, they always kind of underachieve in the playoffs. That's not something new or unique to Jim Montgomery. What's new and unique to Jim Montgomery is getting off to a bad start. That's why he's fired. It's not because of the playoffs last year. They could live with that. If they had started off the season well again this year, we'd probably be talking about an extension for him right now.
And I bad start is also probably under-describing it, in my opinion. Now, I could probably Google this somehow, but I feel like they have to lead the NHL in, like, games lost by three or more goals.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like all the time they're losing 5-1, 5-2, 7-2. Yeah. They're getting smoked. It's not, damn it, another 3-2 loss. Another 2-1 loss. They give up a lot of goals, and they don't score a lot of goals. They have, what, the third worst goal differential, I believe, in hockey right now? Even when they were in the regular playoffs, not the wild card, they had the worst goal differential of anybody that was in a playoff spot at that time. Like, they are a really bad hockey team. And I do think he keeps mentioning, or at least Sweeney mentioned, fans in there. That's a little bit in my world where I bring up entertainment value. You have expectations. Right. You want to be entertained, or even beyond entertainment, you blue-collar fan base, blue-collar team, big bad Bruins, a certain fight to them, right?
Yeah.
This team right now doesn't have a lot of fight to it.
This team doesn't have anything right now.
Yeah. But it'd be one thing if you can't score, but you're kind of scrappy. I wouldn't say they're scrappy. I wouldn't say they're feisty. I wouldn't say they're competitive. If there's a good adjective to describe a hockey team, they don't earn it right now. And I think there is a little bit of an acknowledgement of that to their fans.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Bruins tickets are surprisingly affordable right now, by the way.
Yeah.
You go on the secondary market, you can find good seats for like $100.
Hmm.
Which, again, it's like $100, but like you can get up in the cheap seats for like $40.
Yeah, I just picked up a pair for $60 each for an upcoming game.
Yeah.
I
saw Hillman tied to this, or
what do you mean?
I mean, like, you expecting a bump post Montgomery
No.
It's just the season's been going so poorly. I feel like people aren't
get on the train now. What if Sacco turns it around? Those prices are going to go through the roof.
Medford guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Local fella makes good.
That'd be nice. Texter says, the Bruins are lame. Don't post a written statement. Announce in person and then take questions. It sounds like the Red Sox. Don Sweeney and Joe Sacco will meet with the media at tomorrow's practice. So there you go. We'll see how that goes. I don't think Neely's going to be there. I definitely don't think the Jacobs are going to be there. But Don Sweeney and Joe Sacco will take questions from the media. It says they'll meet with them, so I assume that means taking questions.
What's your first question?
When was this decided? When did you decide to do this?
Because
he says, today I made the difficult decision. I'm going to say, was it really made today? Did you really make that decision yesterday? Was this something that was in the works? And why did you enter the season without an extension for him? Why did it have to come to this?
That's a good question right there. I think I would ask, hey, this is for both of you guys. Joe, no disrespect, but you've been on staff through the horrible start to the year. How do you feel like you can impact change on this team right now, despite the fact you were already in the building?
Mm-hmm.
And Don, same question to you.
Yeah.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.